Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We got a bit of a surprise for you today, starting off with Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone. It's Fair Week in Franklin County. Yay!
And that's not the surprise, nor is having you in. You're our Wednesday favorite, but you've brought some friends with you.
I have. So I want to introduce our Miss 4-H's this year. This year we had 5 amazing, talented young ladies apply. Usually we have some young gentlemen apply it as well, so we decided to give 2 Miss 4-H's out. And so in the studio this morning, I have Laura Wingert. She's a Rambly Rancher, an Ottawa native, and Erin Livingston, a Rambly Rancher, and an Ottawa native as well. And so I'm going to turn the mic over to them and let them introduce themselves.
All right. So who's up first?
Hi, I'm Erin Livingston.
Hello, Erin.
Hi, I'm Laura Wingert.
Hello, Laura. All right. So we were giggling about the idea of Mrs., the plural, 4-H, as opposed to Mrs., the married 4-H. So one at a time now, how did you decide you wanted to apply for this?
So I decided I wanted to apply for this because I've been in 4-H for about 10 years now. And one thing that I'm really passionate about is being able to help teach younger kids and help them understand that 4-H is more than just winning an award or going to competitions and having to have the top purple ribbon or anything like that. I wanted kids to be able to understand that fair is more than that, and that it's about the experiences that they have and being able to learn from the mistakes that they make and be able to make goals for the next year. So that's one thing that I really wanted to be able to help teach other kids.
I'd say that's a pretty good goal. How about you?
I wanted to be Miss 4-H because throughout my 4-H career, I've seen Miss and Mr. 4-H's, and they've just been my biggest role models. They're people I can always go to for help, and when I'm having a bad day at the fair or anywhere else, I know they're people that I can always go to, and they'll always be able to help me out, and they're just a friendly face around the fair. And so that's what I wanted to be for younger members within our county.
What? No fame, fortune, and glory? You're in this to help people? Now, that's awesome. And that's what I've seen pretty much consistently for 4-H. What was the process like when you applied? I'm assuming there were interviews and things like that?
Yeah. So it started out, they had an application. So we filled out, it was almost like something similar to a resume. So kind of fill out different experiences that we've had throughout 4-H, like how many years we've been in it, what different activities we've been involved in, and what type of things we've helped out with as far as like service, community work. And then also along with all of that, we made out like an application kind of explaining why we wanted to be Miss 4-H, almost like a assignment type of a thing. But we turned it in, and then the judge went ahead and read all of those ahead of time, and then we went in with our interview, and we were able to talk with the judge about the different things that we had listed on our application of why we wanted to be Miss 4-H, and be able to talk with the judge about the different ideas that we had and things like that.
Okay. And you had basically the same process. Is there anything that sticks out for you as far as, gee, this was really tough, or this was a snap?
Yeah, it's basically the same process as she described. The interview was really smooth. It's honestly the easy questions just about you, what you're involved in, things you do, your goals for being Miss 4-H, and things like that. And so that was a lot of fun. I think the interview went really well. And then later that night at the fashion review is when you find out if you're Miss or Mr. 4-H if we have male applicants. And so that was fun because last year was my first year applying for Miss 4-H, and I'd never been to the fashion review before, and so it let me see a new perspective and just a new event that our county puts on that I hadn't experienced before. And so I thought that was really fun last year, and it was fun watching it again this year because there's a new theme every year and everyone modeling does a great job, and so that's just one of my favorite parts.
Okay. So how long have each of you been in 4-H respectively, and what's your focus? There's livestock, there's the things to make and stuff like that. What do you do?
So I think I've been in 4-H. I think this year is exactly my 10th year. It's either 9th or 10th, something like that. I honestly have lost count at this point, but I'd say my main focus and my projects would be between the horse project and then also kind of like Laura was just mentioning, the modeling. I've done clothing construction for a long time too, but those two I'd say are probably my 2 strong projects. Showing the horses at the horse show, which would have been a week or 2 ago. We usually try to do it before the fair starts because trying to just beat the heat and everything like that, just because in the past it's gotten really hot. But the horse show, and then also modeling ahead of time before fair with a bimanship, or I previously used to do a clothing construction outfit too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've been in 4-H for, I think this is my 11th year, and my biggest project has always been cattle. We show cattle locally, state, and nationally. And so that's my biggest project at the fair, but I also do visual arts and the foods and nutrition project. And I actually didn't do it this year because I ran out of time. But previously, those have been some of my bigger projects. So yeah, I'd say cattle is my biggest that I focus on. And I have two animals this year, and I'm excited about it.
Outstanding. All right, one more time, I'm going to have each of you introduce yourself, tell the folks who you are, and your one piece of advice for somebody who's considering 4-H or who's already in and may want to try something new.
Okay, so I'm Erin Livingston, and the one piece of advice that I'd give is that whether you're joining 4-H or you're already in 4-H, when you're doing something and you might end up failing and you just think that, oh, what's even the point of doing this anymore? I think the biggest thing you need to tell yourself is, what are the goals that I can make and how can I change this and change the outcome? Because giving up on something is honestly not worth it. It doesn't really make any sense, and honestly, it's going to make you a better person at the end, and you're going to learn so many different things throughout your experiences, whether you end up failing or you end up doing way better with like flying colors. But being able to learn from those experiences is going to help you so much better in the long run, and it's going to help you a lot.
All right.
Hi, I'm Laura Winger, and my biggest advice would be to just get involved. 4-H is for everyone. You don't have to have livestock. You don't have to live on a farm. You don't have to be involved in agriculture in any way. You can still be a part of a 4-H club, and you can do other projects like we were mentioning, like modeling or visual arts or anything else like that. There's a lot of projects that are non-agriculturally related that you could do, and so I'd say just get involved. Don't be scared. And like Erin said, if you like fail or you mess up, or you're confused, or you just need help, find an older member to be your mentor or to ask questions. There's lots of project leaders. There's project meetings. Just get involved and ask for help when you need it.
All right. Well, thank you both for the advice. Thank you for coming in and talking with us today. Jessica, we're going to drag you in for just a quick minute and remind folks, if they do want to get involved in 4-H, what's the best way to get started?
Right now is county fair season, but really this process starts in October, is when we roll over our new year. So if you're interested in 4-H, it is the perfect time. I really highly encourage you to come out to the fair, walk around the barns, walk around CB Hall, see all the different projects that the kids are entering, and it will really get your mind thinking, oh, hey, you know, this might be interesting. We might like to do this. And then just know there's more that we do besides just fair. There's shooting sports. There's club days. There's lots of more involvement. This is just one event that we put on that the 4-H'ers participate in. And so there's lots of fun things to do. October, we'll do a big kickoff. You can find us at Frontier Extension District. If you just Google that, Facebook that, that will pull up all of our information for you guys. And we're here to help you get involved, so reach out, and we'd love to have you in our program.
And when you do go to the fair this week, drink lots of water.
It's going to be hot.
All right. Well, thank you all three for coming in. We appreciate it. And nice to meet you both, and good luck. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.